This is Mike Dell of Mike Dell's World, and you're listening to The Juiced Penguin.
Excellent. Thank you, guys.
You guys are playing all my favorite stuff.
Thanks,
but I didn't know it. So,
okay, that was Bobby Yang playing a cover to Space Oddity. And that was live in the studio right here in the basement. And he was on tour around in northern Michigan. I'm from northern Michigan, in case you guys don't listen to my show or shows. Actually, I do a few. Like I said, go check it out. MikeDell.com. And I do the show called Mike Dell's World. That's my main personal blog and podcast. And I just have a lot of fun on that one, usually. Kind of like the Juice Penguin. Except for I'm not used to producing in OGG format. So this will be kind of new in beautiful OGG format. The Juiced Penguin. Anyway, Randy asked me to put together a little segment here of strange music, and I should stop saying I gotta remember that. That's not very professional. Well, I'm not very professional. I just have fun, like I said. And speaking of fun, we do have a PSA announcement here for the month of July. So listen to this, and we'll talk to you on the other side.
July is National Baked Bean Month. Excuse me. Yes, a month in which we pay tribute to one of America's favorite, most healthful, and nutritious foods. I'm terribly sorry. As I was saying, good Lord, this is terribly embarrassing. I'm so... Whoa, doggy! I guess I'd better wrap this up quick. Basically, Jesus, whoa! Oh, God, oh, my God! Baked beans. They're nature's way of saying, for God's sake, open the window. Sorry.
Exponentially, my skin, it stretches as I jump and roll and twist, but my full moon still hangs over these jeans that won't fit. I say it's water weight, insist it's nothing more, but maybe it's from eating cheese snacks by the score. The only things I think of are nuts and chips and dip, and all my new clothes are from the plus size store. These jeans go on. I tell myself such lies. Every fresh fry that I eat expands my winding thighs. I plead for help, but still have to. Much pride, yet the zip, I just won't zip, cause of my rhino hips. I plan to exercise, but seldom get the urge. I'm half bulimic, cause I binge, but never purge. Pizza's on my sweatshirt, chocolate in my mask. Time for an elastic waistband and a relaxed fit. These jeans go on when I grease my thighs. Every second I regret the times I supersize my undershow, although they all arise. When I suck in on my gut, I still have too much fun. This junk food out there, I can't resist. I need to hide away all of gain. This junk food out there, I can't resist. This sensations cut off from my feet to face. In a daze, flushed and panting, out of my room I slip. But the sound I just heard was an ominous rip. These jeans go on when I grease my thighs. Every donut that I eat, I gain another size. My beam is brought from devouring pies. I should exercise today. Such lies. Selfish Jack and Jenny Craig, I'll give them all a try. No, please, I researched, you know what I spied. My insurance covers me for gastric surgery. These jeans go on.
And sorry about the quality of the PSA there. That was a little bit of satellite trouble there. We'll try to get it tuned in a little bit better for the next scheduled PSA via satellite. And that was, let me look here. Got to reset something here. No, that wasn't it. That was Project Sisypuss. I think that's how you pronounce it. It was called These Jeans. That was found through the Funny Music Project, or the FUMP, as they call themselves. And got a few of those different funny stuff songs. I do the Mike Dell's World podcast. That's where I play this kind of trash, along with Talk a Lot, which I won't talk a lot this time because Randy specifically said music. So we'll get on with that. But I do want to let you know about my other podcast. I do a podcast with my friend Jim Farley, who himself does Musical World over on Mevio. And we do one together. It's kind of one of those no agenda sort of things. It's not really no agenda because we were doing that before Adam and John C. did No Agenda, but it's called What's Up With That. It's the What's Up With That podcast at www.whatsuppodcast.com, I think. Well, anyway, go to mikedell.com and look for the link. That's the way I usually do it. Well, one of my favorite folk artists, and I can't play them on my radio show because the FCC thing and all, but I can play them on podcasts. So this is Little Tom. You Can Use My Bathtub's the name of the song.
Steam is drifting into the night. It's cold outside. Coming off a scary street. Come on inside. Well, I know how it feels, babe, to feel unclean. Most everybody knows. Feel that stain so deep inside. And still it shows. But you can use my bathtub. Understand, you can use my bathtub. Yes, you can. Down in the water, you can hear your heartbeat. Listen to it, baby, it's lonely, but it's sweet to feel this flame, to feel this heat, steam is drifting. Listen to it, baby, it's lonely, but it's sweet to feel this flame, to feel this heat. Take off your earrings, I'll wash your feet. Wash your toes. Oh, I know how it feels, babe, to feel unclean. Take off your clothes. You can use my bathtub. Understand. Use my bathtub. Yes, you can. You can use my bathtub. Oh, come on now. Understand and understand and understand. You can use my bathtub. Yes, you can. Oh, yeah.
Nothing like a good dobro.
This is your computer speaking. I love you. Why can't you love me back? This is your computer speaking. I love you. Why can't you love me back? I hate you. You neglect me. Why should I do anything you say to me? Computer speaking, I love you, why can't you love me back? I hate you, you neglect me, why should I do anything you say to me? I hate you, you neglect me, why should I do anything you say to me? I hate you, you neglect me, why should I do anything you say to me? I hate you, you neglect me, why should I do anything you say to me? All I want is a little understanding, talk to me. You neglect me, why should I do anything you say to me? I hate you, you neglect me, why should I do anything you say to me? I hate you, you neglect me. neglect me. Why should I do anything you say to me? I hate you. You neglect me. Why should I do anything you say to me? This is your computer speaking. I love you. Why can't you love me back? This is your computer speaking. I love you. Why can't you love me back? Understanding. Talk to me. All I want is a little understanding. Talk to me. You hate me, don't you? Why don't you love me? You hate me, don't you? Why don't you love me? You hate me, don't you? Why don't you love me? You hate me, don't you? Why don't you love me? I warned you, now you are my bitch for eternity. I hate you, you neglect me. Why should I do anything you say to me? I hate you, you neglect me. Why should I do anything you say to me? I hate you, you neglect me.
Everyone is lining up to get the latest toy. With every fancy buzzword the reviewers can deploy. It's a wireless browser, music player, and a phone. Well, listen up, you Apple junkies, 'cause I've got my own. It's called I Don't Care. Amazing gadgetry, I don't care. The latest in on Wii, it tells me if what's cool or hot actually matters, usually not. I don't care. The new technology, I don't care. It's more than sophistry, all it does has been done before. But now it's clumsier and costs more. Every permutation, every variance in hue is sold across the nation as if it was bold and new. Slim, responsive, elegance, such sexiness and grace. It's like a high-priced hooker with a logo on her face. I don't care, 'cause I don't need to own. I don't care. Another telephone, if it's worth all this noise and hype, how come it's not as clear as Skype? I don't care. I haven't got the time. I don't care. To shift a paradigm, I only want to play a song. Good thing that my thumbs are strong. So many times we've seen this sort of marketing before. You can buy a brand new lifestyle at your favorite store. Give up your apartment, your sedan, and both your jobs to gently stroke the touchscreen and twiddle with the knobs. It may make stuff more fun to do, but keeping track is hard. Did you just win at Sudoku or max out your credit card? It's guaranteed to change your life. It really is the bomb. Like Windows Me, the Segway, PSP, and Pets.com. I don't care. Your life is more compact. I don't care. With a 2-year contract, the Steves have got a perfect plan to feed your short attention span. I don't care. And so I muddle through. I don't care. 'Cause I've got things to do, and if the future's passed me by, I won't complain, 'cause I'll know why. They have new crap to buy, and I don't care.
Okay, and I think he was specifically talking about the iPhone there. I don't have an iPhone, and I don't plan on getting an iPhone. Whoops, hey, let me get up. Jeez, I was laying back. Sorry about the drop in audio quality there. It's getting a little late in my day. I usually work the overnight shift, and it's 11 a.m. here at the current time. So it's pushing my bedtime. So I won't stick around too much longer, but I got a couple other cool things to share with you. Anybody interested in ham radio, go over and check out hamradioclass.org, and you'll find the podcast called Extra Topics, the Ham Radio Pod Class. Notice I said pod class and not podcast. Anyway, some people have a problem with that, apparently. But anyway, it's at hamradioclass.org. If you wanted to get into the geeky world of radio hobbies, that's the place to go. But I suggest, instead of subscribing to the feed right now, since we're in the middle of teaching the extra class portion of the ham radio license. Ham radio has three different classes of license: the technician, the general, and the extra. We're teaching the top level course right now, but you can go back and listen to the technician level course if you don't have a license at all. If you already got your technician license, listen to the general class, and all those are available for download right there at hamradioclass.org, and it's all free. And I'll tell you about one more. You know, hey, why not? I'm pimping to a new audience here. Like I said, not only am I producing an AUG format, which is something new to me. Not that new. In fact, I have a streaming scanner server, which won't handle that much, so I'm not going to give you the address. But it streams in AUG off of a Fedora. I'm ashamed to say Fedora 7, or is it 8? I don't remember. It's funny. It's an old E machine, and it's been sitting down in the pole barn for, I'm going to guess, 2 years since I've actually turned the monitor on it. But it's hooked up to two police scanners. One scanner is scanning a certain portion of the public service band, and there's two scanners, and the other scanner is scanning a bunch of ham radio repeaters around here. And so I've got the one scanner on the left channel, the other scanner on the right channel. A lot of times I'll just leave it in the middle, but if I just want to listen to police, fire, rescue, I can turn it one way and so on. But that's kind of a private thing, but that is an AUG stream. So I am familiar with AUG and Linux and the Penguin and all that good stuff. So not totally a Windows and Apple house here. Actually, this podcast, though, ironically, is coming to you produced with Ubuntu and Windows and Cast Blaster. I could fire up the Mac and insert something else from the Mac, but don't need. I've got two Macs, several PCs, no, three Macs, several PCs, running Windows, and two or three at least running some version of Linux. But like I said, I'm not a real geek. Well, I am a geek, but I'm not a computer geek necessarily. I mean, I use all this stuff, but I really don't want the phone calls. Because, if you profess to be good at it, you end up getting phone calls. So no phone calls, please. I don't want to do tech support. And along that line, let's hear from Tom Smith again. Tom Smith did that I Don't Care song, but I got another song of his that applies in my life, unfortunately, except for my dad lives in town here, so I don't have to incur the long distance charges. But anyway, here's Tech Support for Dad from Tom Smith off of the PodSafe Music Network. I know that's a Mevio property, and I think they're rebranding that. I went there today to see if there was any new cool stuff, and it was called, I don't even remember what it was called, but they changed the branding, but they didn't change the URL. Anyway, here's Tom Smith's Tech Support for Dad.
It had been a long-ass work week. It had been a long-ass day. I was hoping I could just go home and sleep the night away. But the message waiting for me was the worst a man could know.
Hi there, son. Could you call me back? My computer's running slow.
There are bamboo shoots and water torture. German blondes named Gert. Films with Adam Sandler and lots of other things that hurt. But it's not my job or girlfriend that finally drove me mad. I've been on the phone long distance doing tech support for Dad. It took 7 tries to get him to the start menu and run. He had Bonzi Buddy, Comet Cursor, and QuickTime 3.1. I said I'd try to find out if his firewall had been breached. Turned out he'd bumped his compact before Clinton was impeached. Service packs and driver updates, he needs every single thing. And he gets online by dial-up, so he might be done by spring. But he trusts that I can fix it, his beloved college grad. Never mind, it was in Russian, now I'm tech support for Dad.
Can't write DVDs? We can take care of this. Go to the upper left corner of the screen, and there's an icon called My Computer. Right-click on it. Right-click. Click with the right mouse button. Okay? Now, go to Device Manager. Now look for DVD drives. We don't have any DVD drives. That would be why you can't write them, Dad.
After 37 reboots and a dozen clean installs, my room is trashed, my plants are dead, and there's green slime on the walls. But his pewter's running smoothly, I can finally get away. When he says,
"Oh yeah, son, one more thing. How do you sell stuff on eBay?"
Here's a box on all programmers putting crapware on your shelves. May you have to teach your programs to your dads by phone yourselves. There's the Normandy invasion and the siege of Leningrad, and the special hell filling in for Dell as tech support for Dad. Now I've built him a computer, nothing can get in or out. The firewall's adamantium and the drives are sealed with grout. And if this one starts to run slow, well, that's just too damn bad. 'Cause I'd rather shave my eyeballs than do tech support for Dad. Tech support for Dad. Tech support for Dad.
Hang on, son. Your mom wants to know how to set up a web page.
Now, isn't that the big question is, how do I set up a web page? Or the one I get all the time is, I'd like to do that podcasting thing. What is it? Well, I don't know. Figure it out. Anyway, I'm tuning in the satellite again, and we're going to see if we can pick up an older stream. Let's see. They're telling me it's coming down right now.
Now, if I may digress momentarily from the main stream of this evening's symposium, I'd like to sing a song which is completely pointless, but is something which I picked up during my career as a scientist. This may prove useful to some of you someday, perhaps in a somewhat bizarre set of circumstances. It's simply the names of the chemical elements set to a possibly recognizable tune. Arsenic, aluminum, selenium, and hydrogen, and oxygen, and nitrogen, and rhenium, and nickel, neodymium, neptunium, germanium, and iron, americium, ruthenium, uranium, europium, zirconium, lutetium, vanadium, and lanthanum, and osmium, and astatine, and radium, and gold, protactinium, and indium, and gallium. and iodine, and thorium, and thulium, and thallium. There's yttrium, and terbium, actinium, rubidium, and boron, gadolinium, niobium, iridium, and strontium, and silicon, and silver, and samarium, and bismuth, bromine, lithium, beryllium, and barium. Isn't that interesting? I knew you would. I hope you're all taking notes, because there's going to be a short quiz next period. There's holmium and helium and hafnium and erbium and phosphorus and francium and fluorine and terbium and manganese and mercury, molybdenum and magnesium, dysprosium and scandium and cerium and cesium and lead, praseodymium and platinum, plutonium, palladium, promethium, potassium, polonium, and tantalum, technetium, titanium, tellurium, and cadmium and calcium and chromium and curium. There's sulfur, californium, and permium, berkelium, and also mendelevium, einsteinium, nobelium, and argon, krypton, neon, radon, xenon, zinc, and rhodium, and chlorine, carbon, cobalt, copper, tungsten, tin, and sodium. These are the only ones of which the news has come to Harvard. And there may be many others, but they haven't been discovered.
Okay, that was live and direct with a 40-year delay on the satellite. Anyway, well, I'm going to get out of here. It's been a pleasure playing some tunes for you guys. And by the way, I added my patented Gym Sock windscreen to the microphone here, so should have less popping peas and all that good stuff. But I am going to leave you one more song, but before I do that, I have an upcoming new podcast that's going to be starting over at the Tuck Podcast Network, and it's called The Geek of the North. And what Geek of the North is going to be is geek news for those of you that don't need to hear any more about computers and cell phones. I'm going to do stuff that, let's say that, you want to know about the latest geek technology for mowing your lawn or aviation. You know, some of you guys are pilots, guys, gals, are pilots and or aviation fans. We're going to do a little news about, geek technology for aviation. You know, some of you guys are motorheads and, play with cars and all that. So we're going to have a section of garage gadgets, stuff that you use in your garage or stuff that you park in it. You can be a geek about anything. And have some news about broadcasting. See, these are all things that I'm interested in. And I figure if I do a podcast about something that I'm interested in, those who are also interested in it will follow along. So, The Geek of the North, it's geekofthenorth.com or gotnnews.com. And that will be starting up sometime this month of July. Hopefully this gets put out in July, I'm assuming. But July 09, geekofthenorth.com should start up as a weekly. At least that's the initial thought. And it might go to two times a week, depending on the interest and the amount of news. So it's going to be, geek news about stuff that's not computers or cell phones. So anyway, I'm going to leave you with another song. This is by Mike Strasser. The title is Coffee. And all good geeks need coffee. Anyway, it's pretty good. We'll catch you guys some other time. You've been listening to The Juiced Penguin. I'm Mike Dell at www.mikedell.com. And after this, I'll sign off with my signature sign-off and return you back to your regularly scheduled RSS feed in wonderful, full UGG format. More
came early at the crack of dawn with his friend the clock, you know, the one with the alarm. Caught me sleeping like they always do, and that's why each morning I need a good cup of brew. I got to have my good coffee. And there's a crisis that's been going on since I was in high school, or maybe since the dawn of civilization. I don't know why it's always like that, but I know there'll be a crisis here if there ain't no half and half for my coffee. I mean it. Got a friend, we sit and talk. One time he said he thought I was addicted to the stuff. No kidding. Tell me something I do not know. On second thought, why don't you just go and leave me with my coffee? You see, my old man, he taught philosophy. He had this inscription on his stationery: know thyself. That's what it said. And I know if I can have my good coffee, I just as soon be dead. Got to have my good coffee. Girlfriend thought we'd take the next step, you see. Our love's based on mutual respect. She brought her skim milk in a can of Maxwell House. Briefly stated, friends, things did not work out. I respect good coffee. So grab that kettle, take it to the tap. Fresh water and then heat her up. Every morning when I wake, please don't say nothing till I take my coffee. I gotta have my good coffee. Oh, I love that good coffee.
That's all, folks.